नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 6 चैप्टर एंटाइटल प्रहलाद इंस्ट्रक्ट्स हिज डेमोनिक स्कूलमेट्स। टेक्स्ट नंबर 26। धर्मार्थ काम इति यो अभिहितस्त्रिवर्ग इक्षा त्रयी नयदमौ विविधा च वार्ता। मन्येतदेतम् अखिलं निगमस्य सत्यम् स्वात्मार्पणं स्वसुहृदा परमस्य पुंसः। धर्म Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: Religion, economic development, and sense gratification. These are described in the Vedas as Trivarga, or the three ways to salvation. Within these three categories are education and self-realization, ritualistic ceremonies performed according to the Vedic injunction, logic, the science of law and order, and the various means of earning one's livelihood. These are the external subject matters of study in the Vedas, and therefore I consider them material. However, I consider surrender to the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu to be transcendental. Purport: These instructions of Prahlad Maharaj stress the transcendental position of devotional service, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 14.26. Mam chayo vyabhicharena bhakti yogena sevate Sagunan samatityaitan brahmabhuyaya kalpate. One who engages in full devotional service, who does not fall down in any circumstance, at once transcends the modes of material nature and thus comes to the level of Brahman. One who fully engages in devotional service of the Lord is immediately raised to the transcendental position, which is the brahmabhuta. Any education or activity not on the brahmabhuta platform or the platform of self-realization is considered to be material. And Prahlad Maharaj says that anything material cannot be the absolute truth. For the absolute truth is on the spiritual platform. This is also confirmed by Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita 2.45, where he says, Traigunya Vishaya Veda Nistraigunya Bhava Arjuna. The Vedas mainly deal with the subject of the three modes of material nature. Rise above these modes, O Arjuna, be transcendental to all of them. To act on the material platform, even if one's activities are sanctioned by the Vedas, is not the ultimate goal of life. The ultimate goal of life is to stay on the spiritual platform, fully surrendered to the Parampurusha, the Supreme Person. This is the object of the human mission. In summary, the Vedic ritualistic ceremonies and injunctions are not to be discounted. They are the means of being promoted to the spiritual platform. But if one does not come to the spiritual platform, the Vedic ceremonies are simply a waste of time. This is confirmed in the Srimad Bhagavatam 1.2.8. Dharma sunushtita pumsan vikshvakshena kathasuya nodpadaye yadiratim shrama evahi kevalam. Duties, dharma, executed by men regardless of occupation are only so much useless labor if they do not provoke attraction for the message of the Supreme Lord. If one very strictly performs the various duties of religion but does not ultimately come to the platform of surrendering to the Supreme Lord, his methods of attaining salvation or elevation are simply a waste of time and energy. Dharmartakam iti yo abhihitas trivarga ikshatrayi nayadamau vividha chavarta. मन्ये तदेकम् अखिलं निगमस्य सत्यं स्वात्मार्पणं स्वसुहृद परमस्य पुंसः। Religion, economic development, and sense gratification. These are described in the Vedas as Trivarga, or the three ways to salvation. Within these three categories are education and self-realization, ritualistic ceremonies performed according to Vedic injunctions, logic, the science of law and order, and the various means of earning one's livelihood. These are the external subject matters of study in the Vedas, and therefore I consider them material. However, I consider the surrender to the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu to be transcendental. Here Prahlad Maharaj is instructing his demonic schoolmates, and he is emphasizing the pitfalls on the path of true religion. As the Srimad Bhagavatam itself starts with that wonderful shloka, dharma prochita kaita vatro nirmatsaranam satam, that this Srimad Bhagavatam kicks off and all sub-religious principles, which are nothing but cheating plans of to bewilder the conditioned living entity. And here, Sri Prahlad Maharaj is also a Bhagavat, a person Bhagavat. And he also kicks off all sub-religious principles. And therefore he mentions here about the Trivarga, religion, economic development and sense gratification, and considers them to be external, and considers the surrender or the Swa-Atma Arpanam. Swa-Atma Arpanam to the Swasurata, that is, unto the Supreme Friend, and Paramasyapam, so the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we find that also in the Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Krishna also is guiding Arjuna on the path of complete surrender. And we find in the second chapter of the Bhagavad Gita where Krishna says that yata te moha kalilam buddhir vyatitarishyati tada gantasi nirvedam shrutavasya shrutasya cha, that when your intelligence has passed out of the dense forest of delusion, you shall become indifferent to all that has been heard and all that has to be heard. This is to fix complete surrender to the lotus feet of the Lord, and not to be wavered by so many distractions on this path of perfection. And here Prabhupada mentions that there are many good examples in the lives of great devotees of the Lord who have become indifferent. We'll discuss this later. And then Krishna goes on to explain that when your mind has been not affected and disturbed by the flowery language of the Vedas, it will remain in the trance of self-realization. And Krishna is emphasizing Arjuna to practice on the transcendental platform. And here is the understanding which Krishna gives right in the second chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, right in the beginning. And the question was asked by Arjuna. Bhurujan Prabhu mentions in Surrender Unto Me that, what if he gives up all the instructions of the Vedas? Will he not be guided properly if he has given up or become indifferent to the injunctions of the Vedas? And Krishna, Prabhupada writes in the purport that Krishna personally is in communion with this devotee, and he is constantly guiding, Dadami Buddhi Yogam. And Krishna is saying that, emphasizing Buddhi Yoga, that with Krishna personally guides such a devotee. So it is mentioned that becoming indifferent to the Vedic rituals and the Vedic ceremonies is one of the qualifications required to achieve the true Vedic goal. Right? Krishna says himself that he is himself denying his own instruction, and he will do so emphatically. Such an emphatical statement in the Bhagavad Gita, in the last chapter, where he says, Sarva dharman parityaja mam ekam sharanam braja. So Krishna says emphatically that all that I have explained till now need not to be accounted. You can discount all of them if you practice the path of surrender. And so a little understanding of what is the transcendental platform, because here Prahlad Maharaj is stressing the transcendental position of devotional service. So once upon, there was a reporter which came to Srila Prabhupada and was filming. They were filming on this television interview. And they came, and she was very much disturbed, but there were so many young people who came. And she felt that they were forced to follow such an austere living. And then she was also not very much happy with the opulence of the temple, because if everything is spiritual, then why do you use material opulence in a spiritual place? So she was having a little contention with the opulence, the material opulence, seemingly material opulence of the temple. And she wanted to clarify this, that if your movement is spiritual, then why do you use so much of material opulence? And Srila Prabhupada asked, and she had some other points, that why do you collect money by begging on the streets? Prabhupada said, we are not begging, we are selling. We are selling books. So then she asked, then why do you sell books? Prabhupada said, if I don't sell the book to you, then you will not probably take it very seriously and you may take it cheaply. Oh, this is something free. Therefore, we are giving it to you so that you may appreciate it. And then Srila Prabhupada went on to say, so there is actually no happiness. No one can become happy in this world. And she said that one can become happy within the laws of nature. Rather than being happy within the laws of nature, then to fight the laws of nature, one can become happy. So Prabhupada said, so are you happy? You are not happy. Prabhupada, and she said that I am happy. And Prabhupada said, even the dog is happy. He is also thinking that he is happy. But then the master calls, come on, come here. Then the chain is there. And immediately it is a position of dependence, position of being subordinate. And Prabhupada said finally, and she also contended that you also are actually saying, you are also calling all of them. She was saying to these boys, his disciples, you're also calling to them and they're also jumping and they're also coming to you. So they're also like dogs. She was saying like that. So Prabhupada said, there is a difference. Just like a physician. A physician is operating a person on the operation table and he is actually curing. He's removing the boil which is burning for the patient. He's using the same knife. And the rogue is coming and actually is coming to cut your throat. So what is the difference? The difference is that one is actually trying to cure and another is trying to kill. And then Prabhupada said finally that this is the difference. Therefore you should go to the physician and cure the disease. But she was not so convinced. In fact, Prabhupada continued to discuss this conversation further ahead with devotees. And Prabhupada said, therefore it is very difficult for people to understand what is material and what is spiritual. It is a lot of confusion. And Prabhupada said that Isha Vasam Idam Sarvam. Everything belongs to Krishna. And Prabhupada defined what is Sarvam. And Prabhupada said Sarvam means everything has to be used for Krishna. Anything which is not used for Krishna becomes material. And everything which is used for Krishna becomes spiritual. Srila Prabhupada gave a very nice example. He said, a thief steals my money and he also spends that money. So money is for spending, Prabhupada said. And if a person uses money, he spends the money for my purpose, then he is legitimate. But when a person uses my money for his purpose, then he becomes criminal. Similarly, Prabhupada said that we have to use everything for Krishna. And then Prabhupada, in a very simple conversation, described what is material and what is spiritual. And Srila Prabhupada was giving one more lecture. And he was saying that when I initially came to America, I actually was singing this song that I composed this nice poem on the ship Jaladuta, that Rajas Tamo Bhava Rajas Tamo Bhava Gunera Saha Achanna Vasudeva Katharuchi Nahi Se Prasanna. That means all of these people who were there in this American land, I was seeing that they were completely absorbed in the modes of Rajogun and Tamogun. And I was thinking, how will I able to convince them? And Prabhupada said that so many Swamis came to India and they were advertising in India that we are teaching Vedanta in America. But when they came back, they became affected with the modes of nature. and they learned how to eat meat and entice women. And Prabhupada said, this is karanam gunasangasya. That when one is not strong and one is actually influenced by the modes of material nature, then he falls to the infection of the modes. And then Prabhupada gave a very nice example of Typhoid Mary. Prabhupada said, this Typhoid Mary was, this lady, this girl, was full of typhoid germs. And wherever she would go, she would spread typhoid and others would get infected with typhoid. But surprisingly, she was not affected with typhoid. She was full of typhoid germs. She would be giving. It is said in, there are stickers placed in various public places that TB, ye thukne se failta hai. Kripaya thukiye mat. Do not spit. TB spreads by sputum and by spitting. And amazingly, if a person is infected with such a disease, can actually give a disease. But this typhoid Mary was found, they were analyzed that she was not affected by this typhoid germs. Why? Because her system was so strong that the typhoid germs did not affect her. But she was able to affect others. And Prabhupada said, so if you are weak, then this disease or infection of the modes will overcome us. And Prabhupada said, how to overcome this infection? Shrinvatam swakatha krishna punya shravana kirtana ridyantastya badrani vidunoti surus satam. This is the process how to transcend the material qualities. And Prabhupada said, so this is my song. I was thinking on the board, the ship, rajastamo guna era sabai achanna. And I was thinking how this can be counteracted. This can be counteracted only by hearing about Krishna. And so, then I prayed, how will they able to hear about, how will they be able to hear about Krishna? And Prabhupada compiled, tabe jadi taba kripa hoiti sakala e sambhav. That only by your causeless mercy, only if you will, then it is possible. So Prabhupada said, so Krishna can do anything. And Prabhupada said, he can change tamoguna into sattvaguna. He can change rajaguna into tamoguna and also rajaguna into sattvaguna. So he is like an expert electrician. He can manipulate in electricity either to make it hot or cold. And so similarly, if Krishna wishes, then probably this all of them will be able to understand about Krishna. And Prabhupada said, my point is that this Krishna conscious movement has come to your country by the will of Krishna. I have not done anything. Prabhupada is saying, I have not practically done anything. And Prabhupada said, so here is the favorable Krishna's will of, the favorable situation is here by the will of Krishna. Now that the Westerners, especially the Americans, must take to Krishna consciousness. And therefore, please cooperate with Krishna. And you will be successful. So Prabhupada emphasized to hear about Krishna. In fact, very nice purport in the Srimad Bhagavatam where the pastime of Kardam Muni, he actually renounces and goes to the forest. Prabhupada mentions in one of the purports, very nice purport, that in Kali Yuga, the injunction is that no one should accept sannyas. So then how they will be able to practice the perfection of life? He said, kalau nasteva 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 gatir anyatha. And Prabhupada said, no other alternative than the chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. The main purpose of sannyas is to be in constant companionship with the Lord. Either by thinking of Him within the heart or hearing of Him through oral reception. Prabhupada says, but in this age, hearing is more important than thinking. And Prabhupada says, because one's thinking may be disturbed by mental agitation. Because people really say, oh, I simply think of Krishna. And it's not so easy. Prabhupada is saying that because one's thinking may be disturbed by mental agitation, but if one concentrates on hearing, he will be forced to associate with the sound vibration of Krishna. Prabhupada says one will be forced to associate with the sound vibration of Krishna, and the sound vibration Krishna are non-different. So if one loudly vibrates Hare Krishna, Prabhupada says, Hare Krishna, he will be able to think of Krishna immediately. Sometimes devotees, disciples would write letters to Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada, there is so many difficulties and I am having so many problems, and there would be so many nitty-gritties that they would ask Prabhupada. And then finally Prabhupada wrote some conclusion and insert, and he just wrote that if you simply sincerely practice the process of Krishna consciousness and you chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and follow the regular principles, just by chanting, all the answers will come to you automatically. Now, Prabhupada said once upon a time that like, this process is chanting is the best process of self-realization. So, we find here that to come to the transcendental platform is very easy. Conditional life means to become affected by the modes of nature. Prabhupada writes in one of the purports that when the conditioned soul is forgetful of Krishna, or he becomes overcome with anxieties and so many troubles. But when one is always thinking of Krishna, then he forgets the miseries. You have to forget something, right? If you forget Krishna, you become involved in anxieties. But if you remember Krishna, you forget the miseries. And the miseries do not affect. So this was also asked by devotees many times. That Prabhupada, you said that we are on the transcendental platform. What is this transcendental platform? We don't find ourselves on the transcendental platform. We are there sometimes, but then sometimes we become affected by the modes of nature. So Prabhupada, what is the meaning of being on the transcendental platform? And then Prabhupada said, it is just like you are on the boat. The boat is in the ocean. And the boat is affected by the waves. The waves are coming, the waves are rocking the boat. But if you are on the boat, I cannot say that you are not on the boat. That means Prabhupada is saying that you are on the transcendental platform, but you are rocked by the modes of material nature, the waves of material nature. I cannot say that you are not on the transcendental platform. But Prabhupada said, but the waves are rocking the boat. And Prabhupada gestured with his hands like a boat rocking. And then Prabhupada said, so the waves of material nature are coming and they are rocking the boat. But when you become an expert boatman, then even in the greatest storm, you can stay steady and steer the boat and it will not rock. Prabhupada said that. It is not so difficult. And Prabhupada said, this devotee asked Bhagavat Prabhu, well then Prabhupada, how to become an expert boatman? And Prabhupada said, you become expert by becoming enthusiastic, by becoming sincere, by becoming confident, by becoming determined, and patient. Usaha nischa dharyat. This is beyond that. Prabhupada is giving something extra. Confident, determined, vivasadmika buddhir, ekyaha kurunandana, and Prabhupada is saying the determination, and then patient, and enthusiastic. And then Prabhupada sees this devotee was little, this is too many qualifications to be developed, to become expert. And Prabhupada, these are very heavy things. Enthusiastic, sincere, confident, determined, patient. And then Prabhupada saw the anxious face of Bhagavat Prabhu and said, and you must be patient. Everything will come in due course of time. So of all the qualities Prabhupada emphasized, being patient. Right? If you be patiently practice pursue this process of Krishna consciousness, you will become enthusiastic, you will become sincere because you are patient, you will try to follow properly. You will become determined by following this process. So this is how actually Srila Prabhupada emphasized being on the transcendental platform. But here it is mentioned also, Prahlad Maharaj Prabhupada mentions in the purport that this is also confirmed by Krishna that Nistray Gunya Bhava Arjuna. Krishna is telling Arjuna to rise above the three modes of material nature, and how actually Krishna is bringing and is telling, rise above them, transcend them, and come to the spiritual platform. We find that the themes of Bhagavad Gita are placed in these three categories: Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga, and Bhakti Yoga predominantly. And wherever Krishna is speaking about gradual elevation, he speaks about performing occupational duty. And it is mentioned in various places that one has to perform one's duty, and Prabhupada said that there are material duties and there are spiritual duties. And material duties are according to the psychophysical nature of a person. But the spiritual duties are enjoined by the spiritual master. And then one should actually perform them with instructions of the spiritual master, and then slowly come to the transcendental platform. And here it mentions that Prabhupada mentions in the last chapter or the conclusion of the Bhagavad Gita, where Krishna is saying that every endeavor is covered with some fault, but you must perform your occupational duty and not give up your work. And then slowly by performing your occupational duty, you become purified. By purification, you will come to the knowledge. And knowledge is required for realization. And Prabhupada says that what will be the purification? Of the two things. The mentality of being the doer and expectation of profit. These two are the contaminations while we execute any work. Every time there is a mentality that we are actually the doers. We did it. And the second is, what will I get out of it? I am the cause of it and I am the enjoyer. Bhoktaram yagatapasam. That I am the enjoyer of it. So these are the two propensities which will become purified. And then Prabhupada says that slowly, slowly, the Gyan Yoga, when it becomes to the platform of Gyan, the contaminations will start to erode, will try to uncover. And Prabhupada said that, mentions that the designations are actually uncovered. Then one becomes fixed in the spiritual identity and one is not overcome by bodily identification. And then Srila Prabhupada says that Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma na shochati na kaunshati. Or actually Prabhupada says here that one comes to the platform of Brahman. And sama sarveshu bhuteshu mad bhakti labhate param. Then one actually attains to devotional service. It is not said that one achieves. It is said one attains. And Prabhupada mentions here that is attains means it is actually already existing within. And it is just unfolding. That is there within. And Prabhupada and Purujan Prabhu writes in the nice comment, reveals in the commentary of Vishwanath Chakra Thakur that just like there is a chest and there are many gold coins and jewels and there are beans. Beans means there are these vegetable beans. But when you remove all the beans, then what do? You attain the gold. Right? You don't achieve it, you don't procure it. It already is there. You just attain to it. And mad bhakti labhate param. So Krishna says, in fact, this commentary is very nice and wonderful. And it said that this way, Krishna is saying to Arjuna that bhakti amam abhijanati yavan yachasmi tatvata tatomam tatvato gyatva vishate tat anantaram. That only I can be understood by devotional service. And then in full consciousness of me, one can enter into the kingdom of God. So Vishwanath Chakra Thakur mentions, for a Sakam devotee, what does this mean? Entering the kingdom of God? He will enter into Ayodhya, Vaikuntha, Dwarka, the Vaikuntha planets. But for a Jnani, who is attached to the impersonal conception, attains to Sayujya Mukti. That for him, Vishate Tad Anantaram means entering into the, merging into the body of Krishna. But Krishna says to the devotee, that I will give you the spiritual world, Golok Vrindavan, by my grace. And even if you have material desires for a devotee, Krishna admits into the spiritual world by my grace. And that is what Krishna says, that sarva karmani api sada kurvano mad vyapashraya mat prasadad avapnoti shashvatam padam avyayam. He will enter into my spiritual abode by my grace. So then, here, very nice explanation is given. Then what is now coming? Krishna is coming to explain Arjuna, which is beyond, which is not explained till now. He has given a brief understanding in the 9th chapter. And he says that in all activities, just depend upon me and work under my protection. In such devotional service, be conscious of me. And Prabhupada says that if you become conscious of me, then you will pass over all obstacles of conditioned life. And if you don't work in such consciousness, you will be lost. And if you do not act according to my injunctions, then what will happen? And do not fight, then you will be falsely directed, and by your nature you will begin fighting again. So it is clear that Arjuna is going to fight anyways. Krishna is saying that even if Arjuna does not hear Bhagavad Gita, he is going to fight. Then why is Krishna telling Arjuna to fight? Why is speaking all the way Bhagavad Gita to fight? So the question is asked and the reply is given that Krishna knows that Arjuna is anyways going to fight because of his kshatriya nature, but Krishna wants Arjuna to be conscious, to be Krishna conscious as he is fighting. Krishna is not wanting Arjuna's victory or result. Why? Because Krishna already has killed everyone. Krishna has already killed Bhishma, Drona, Karna. So Krishna is telling Arjuna that I do not want your expertise in fighting and skill. Why? Because you already accomplished what I am supposed to accomplish, and therefore I simply want your devotion. I simply want you to be acting as my instrument. Therefore you simply become conscious of me. And so Prabhupada says that finally in the translation also that under illusion you are declining to act according to my direction, but compelled by my your nature you will be acting all the same. And then Krishna says to surrender to the super soul within. And Krishna is explaining now. He is coming. Now these 6 chapters of the Bhagavad Gita, the 13 to 18, are like jewels of spiritual education. The Gita Shastra, it is mentioned by Burijan Prabhu nicely, that these are the jewels. And what is this jewels? Where are the jewels? These jewels are studded on the cover of the chest, the top cover of the chest. And the bottom of the chest is covered with gold, is full of gold. Now imagine, the bottom of the chest is full of gold, the top of the chest is covered with jewels and studded with jewels. So what must be inside? Something more precious than what is external. And therefore, he said, there are, when you open this treasure chest, there are 2 jewels. And these 2 jewels are the most precious, the most gleaming, the most beautiful, the most enlightening. And these 2 jewels are nothing but the 2 verses of the Bhagavad Gita which Krishna is going to explain to Arjuna. Man mana bhava mad bhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru mam evaishasi satyam te pratijani priyoshi me. The first jewel of Bhagavad Gita, or the most rare, is this. And Prabhupada, in fact, in the commentary, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and Baldev Vidya Bhushan mentioned the same point about Satyam. What is this Satyam? Why is Krishna saying Satyam? And Krishna is saying Satyam means you believe me. And Krishna has told many times Arjuna to believe on him. But Krishna is, here Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur mentions, even both Baldev Vidya Bhushan mentions that Satyam, still Arjuna has doubt about Satyam. Why? Because ultimately people of Mathura take many vows. Right? But then it seems that what Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur mentions, that they actually don't follow their, or they do not execute their vows. Therefore, I cannot believe in your Satyam. Right? You are also belonging to Mathura. So how can I say that whatever you say is for sure? Such a simple thing. Man mana bhava mad bhakto. It seems to be so simple. Devotional service seems to be very simple. But actually is on the level of consciousness, on the platform of spiritual platform. So then Krishna says, prati jani priyoshime. See Arjuna, actually I take a solemn vow. You are very dear to me. And even if affectionate people of Mathura, they do not cheat their near and dear ones. They may give a vow to someone else and they may not execute. But you are dear to me. Anyone dear to them, they do not cheat them. Therefore, I am saying that Satyam, and then I am saying that priyosi me. So don't worry, you are very dear to me. So just have this faith. Because Krishna is preparing Arjuna for the next jewel. He's preparing his capacity to hold that jewel. And that jewel is Sarvadharman parityaja mamekam sharanam raja aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshayishyami ma suchaha. And Krishna is telling ma suchaha. Again Krishna is telling Arjuna, do not fear. He's saying you are dear to me and do not fear. Dear and fear, both are there. Right? And if we have become dear to Krishna, then we don't have to fear about anything else. And therefore, we find here that Prabhupada is saying finally that the ultimate goal of life is to stay in the spiritual platform. Even if the Vedas give some injunction, and if they do not bring to the ultimate goal of life, they are to be rejected. So the example is that, or this too, the pastime comes in the Srimad Bhagavatam is that of the Brahmanas. In fact, when Krishna is going with his coward friends, he is hungry. The coward friends are hungry and they are asking Krishna, you have killed so many demons every afternoon, but today we are actually afflicted by the demon of hunger. So can you kill this demon? So then Krishna is very close by. Krishna knows that there are the wives of the Brahmanas who are his devotees. And Krishna is so expert that he is going to enact a pastime in which actually three categories are involved. The first are the boys, the coward boys, who are going to learn how to beg, right? And even if Prabhupada explains, you know, how these boys also know, the coward boys know the principal religious principles, even if they are beggars on behalf of Krishna. And then second group of are those devotees who are the wives of the Brahmanas, whose surrender is going to become glorified. And the third group is that of the Brahmanas themselves, who are going to experience the regret of not surrendering to Krishna. So in one pastime, Krishna actually caters to all the groups and makes elevates from their present position. And the Brahman Patni is the, just by hearing about Krishna's plea. In fact, when the covered boys, they go and ask to the Brahmanas, these Brahmanas, they actually neglect. They don't say no or they don't say yes, they just neglect them. But when they go, when Krishna sends them back to the Brahman Patnis, they immediately prepare everything and they just rush, they surrender. And they have no fear of so much obligations, social obligations. But actually when the Brahman Patnis, they come back by the order of Krishna, and when they go back to their husbands becomes ashamed and feel regret that, see, these women, they're supposed to be less intelligent and they don't know everything. But they have actually perfected their life. And we, though know all the Vedic scriptures, to hell with our Vedic rituals, to hell with our being Brahmanas, to be hell with all these social obligations, to hell with all our family life. They say, we have not actually, and the illusory energy of Krishna has bewildered us to become distracted. And they finally, they also have a chance to visit Krishna and go in Krishna and experience the express their regret. But again, they have fear of Kamsa. Right? So Ma Suchaha, they are still not under platform of Ma Suchaha, therefore they could not surrender to Krishna. And therefore, they experience their regret. But we also find in this pastime, immediately after the Rasa dance, Rasa Leela, the once upon a time, the coward men of Braja wanted to go to Ambikavan. They wanted to see the beautiful temple of Lord Shiva on Shivratri. It was the time of Shivratri. And Prabhupada mentions that it is said once upon a time. That means generally Vaishnavas do not celebrate this festival, but occasionally sometimes they have the curiosity. So the Nand Maharaj and all the coward friends, they go on the bank of Saraswati. Prabhupada says Saraswati is not existing, but there is Sabarmati, right, river. And then Prabhupada mentions that they were on the bank of the river, they were fasting till the night, and immediately this huge serpent came and swallowed, started to swallow Nand Maharaj. And Nand Maharaj started crying for Krishna's help. Krishna just comes and places his lotus feet on this snake, and this snake becomes transformed into a beautiful Gandharva, a demigod, Vidyadhar. And Vidyadhar explains that he was actually a demigod who was very proud of his beauty and his opulence, and he actually he made mockery of Angira Muni, who was not so, his limbs were not so formed well. So he actually made a remark, and he actually was jesting, because of which he became a snake. And Prabhupada says, therefore, there is no guarantee that once a human, always a human. And Prabhupada also was also mentioning one of the class that Bharat Maharaj was also the very great devotee. Does not mean that a devotee will always get a human form of life. Generally, we say that at least human form of life is guaranteed. We say for, you know, it's guaranteed. But actually, human form is not guaranteed. Because Bharat Maharaj became a deer. What to speak of ordinary devotees. Therefore, and finally, all the pastime is there over. Vidyadhar praises Krishna and then says, Krishna, please give your permission to go back to heavenly planets. Just see. In fact, this same pastime comes in Kardam Muni, where Kardam Muni is actually praying. He's performing austerities to get a darshan of the Lord. And he's saying that those are the foolish people who actually beg some material benedictions from the Lord, who are actually, whose lotuses are like vessel for crossing over the ocean of nescience. And then very next verse he's saying that, please, I am actually looking for a girl of equal, of marriageable disposition, of like disposition. So please, I want to marry a girl. So please arrange a match for me. Can you imagine, you know? He's saying that. And Prabhupada says, why? Kardamuni is asking, after knowing everything, he's asking the same thing. He's condemning those people who are asking for material benedictions, and then he's praying that give me a wife of a suitable disposition. And Prabhupada says finally that in the purport, because one cannot become immediately liberated, one can enjoy the life according to Vedic injunctions, and thereby come to the spiritual platform. And then Prabhupada mentions that how Kardam Muni became purified gradually. And in fact, even when Kapila Muni appeared in his house, when Kapila Muni appeared, he said, I am leaving now. Just imagine. Nand Maharaj and Yashoda Mai, they were so happy to have Krishna playing in their courtyard. Here Kapil Muni is the incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he is leaving now. Not looking so well. No, some Supreme Lord comes and says, I am going. Because you have come, I am going. He said, why? Prabhupada says, even if the Supreme Lord is personally present in your house, one must not neglect to follow the Vedic injunctions to take to the Vanaprastha life and to the Sannyas order. That even if the Lord is so personally present, one should not. And therefore, this is mentioned also here that in summary, the Vedic rituals and injunctions, ceremonies and injunctions are not to be discounted. They are the means of being promoted to the spiritual platform. So we cannot just become transcendental very quickly. Therefore, one should follow this process of Krishna consciousness and must execute according to order of the spiritual master. And then it becomes all the more very simple. So here is just briefly where Prahlad Maharaj is explaining to surrender to the lotus feet of the Lord. And he is wanting them to immediately arise to the transcendental platform. And he goes on revealing all these beautiful gems, right? So as Burujan Prabhu was mentioning, as mentioned by Radha Gopinath Prabhu, we have to collect these gems, right? All these Prabhupada purports, they are many beautiful gems, and this is one of them. Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.